Translation: After her mid bath, Radharani takes another bath in the nectar of bodily luster, and she puts on the garments of shyness, which is her black silk sari. Perforce, over and above the other baths, the bath taken in the afternoon is taken in the nectar of full beauty. This nectar represents the personal qualities of beauty and luster. Thus, there are three baths in different kinds of water. Radharani then puts on two garments, a lower and an upper garments. The upper garments is pinkish and is her affection and attraction for Krishna. And the lower garments, a blackish silk sari, is her shyness. Hare Krishna. So, reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrit Amritira Bindhu Jagat Anandi Bhashai Tarayaka Bindhu. Says Chaitanya Charitamrit is the ocean of nectar. And even a drop of that ocean can submerge whole world into ecstasy. We need only one drop from Chaitanya Charitamrit. So powerful. Prabhupada says Chaitanya Charitamrit is the book of PhD level. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it's most practical book. The Bhagavad Gita is the instruction of Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is the examples of those instruction of Bhagavad Gita. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is showing how we can follow those instructions in the association of devotees. So that's why it's most practical, especially in the age of Kali. Prabhupada wrote in the introduction of Adi Leela, he says, my Guru Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he predicted that the day will come and people from all over the world, they will learn Bengali simply to release the nectarian first times of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada used to say, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita was very favorite book of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Especially during his last days, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he was in Bagh Bazar Gaudiya Math, and he was continuously listening Chaitanya Charitamrita. And while listening Chaitanya Charitamrita, he left his body. Prabhupada was carrying a small version of Bengali Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he was traveling in Jaladut. So Prabhupada says, even after having two times heart attacks, I was maintaining enthusiasm and energy to preach Krishna consciousness because I was getting the energy from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is so powerful. No? So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, you know, while you know writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, he says, Ami Briddha Jaratur Likhite Kapaye Kar Tobu Likhi Evada Vishmai. He says, you know, I am almost, you know, more than 90 years old. And I am writing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's biography, and while writing, my fingers are kind of trembling. But yet I am writing. So surprising. So that is Chaitanya Charitamrita. No? So that's why it's most practical and very powerful book. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentioned, even if someone, you know, without understanding the meaning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, simply listen, he will get Krishna prem. So powerful. So he says, Jeva nahi bujhe keho, sunite sunite sheho, ki adbhut chaitanya charita. Nahi bujhe means, even without understanding, if someone simply listen Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, Krishne upajive priti, he will develop a special attraction for Krishna. And then, janive rasera riti, and he will understand the confidential loving affairs between Radharani and Krishna. Shunile bada hai hita. So simply by hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, will be benefited. That is the potency of Chaitanya Charitamrita. No? So we are, you know, discussing the conversation between Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar. Ramananda Rai was one of the most intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was an incarnation of Vishakha Devi, Arjun, Arjuniya Gopi, and many others, combination of many, you know. So since, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, so naturally there is attraction between Vishakhadevi and, you know, Radharani. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore Ramananda Rai had, you know, a special attraction for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, quite later, you know, during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, you know, second. So it's kind of 24, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastime for 48 years. He took sannyas 24 years, at the age of 24 years, and then rest of the 24 years he was traveling. So initially, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he compiled Adi Leela and Anta Leela. So Adi Leela means, you know, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and till Mayapur Navadi first time. And afterwards, after taking sannyas, that is Anta Leela. But in Anta Leela, then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami found in a 6 years Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of last 24 years, 6 years Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, you know, in Vrindavan, Northern India. So then, you know, he separated that as Madhya Leela. So Madhya Leela is kind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's traveling section. And then last 18 years, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Gambira, especially with Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar and his servant Govind. So that 18 years, you know, separately he kind of compiled as Anta Leela. So he was, you know, he was one of the most intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Says, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, out of his all associates, the 3.5 devotees, they are the greatest. You know. Prabhu Lekha Karetare Radhikaragan. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally addressed Ramananda Rai as the associate of Srimati Radharani. Jagatir Madhye Patra Sadatinjan. So in the whole universe, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had the 3.5 most confidential, you know, associates. So one is Ramananda Rai, another one is Swarup Damodar, another one, not Govind, Shikhi Mahati. And the 3.5 is Shikhi Mahati's, you know, sister Madhavi Devi. So there is 3.5 devotees, they are considered to be most, you know, exalted associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu among all the associates, you know. So this, you know, conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda is very important for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So we have, you know, like Sanatan Siksha and Rupa Siksha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, he answered the inquiries of Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they asked question to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking question and Ramananda Rai is answering. You know? So in another section, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inquiring, asking question. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is answering. So he says both the ability to ask transcendental question and ability to answer the queries of transcendental question, it actually comes from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So both comes from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we, by our own endeavor, we can't ask any transcendental question, nor will be able to answer those questions, you know. So both comes from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So therefore it says, Kathanchana Smrite Yasmin Duskaram Sukaram Bhavet, you know, things, you know, which are extremely very, very difficult to execute. One can easily execute those difficult tasks simply by Kathanchana Smrite Yasmin, simply by remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Extremely difficult task can become very easy. On the other hand, Vismriti Viparitam Chaiva. And if you don't remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even the easiest touch can become very difficult. So that's why the ability of asking question and answering question comes from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know? So this, you know, the conversation, in we call it Sambad. It's called Rai Ramananda Sambad. So it's not actually Siksha. So there is a difference between Siksha and Sambad. Like we call Sanatan Siksha, Rupa Siksha. You know, generally devotees, they ask question to Lord and Lord answers, just like Bhagavad Gita. But here since Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking question, that's why it's called Sambad. Rai Ramananda Sambad, you know. Or conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, you know. So, Ramananda Rai, you know, the very first question when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Ramananda on the bank of Godavari River. So, the very first question Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked to Ramananda Rai was Sadhya and Sadhan. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Ramananda Rai, describe something about Sadhya and Sadhan. Sadhya means the goal of our life. What is the goal? What is the supreme goal of our life? The sadhan means the means to attain that goal. So, Prabhupada says, every devotee, they should have this inquiry. What is the goal of my life? And what are the means by which I can attain those goals? You know, there was a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tapan Mishra. Tapan Mishra, from his childhood, he was inquiring this question. What is sadhya and what is sadhan? What is the ultimate goal of life and how can I achieve that goal? So, from his childhood, he was not satisfied. He asked many saintly people, many, you know, gurus, many spiritual personalities, but no one could satisfy him. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was traveling to different, you know, parts of East Bengal. This Tapan Mishra, he had a dream that, you know, one, you know, effulgent sannyasi came to your village. Tomorrow morning, you should meet him. And you will get the answer of your question. So, next morning, he went and he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he was so attracted by seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beauty. So, that is before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. So, then again, you know, his same question. He had always same question. Now, he was sad. He was crying in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, why you are upset? And he says, you know, my dear Lord, from my childhood, I am asking only one question. And no one could satisfy this question. Sadhya and sadhan. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him some answer. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I will explain in details in Varanasi. So that is, you know, almost like, you know, 2,000 kilometers away from Varanasi. And that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even didn't take sannyas. There was no plan for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Varanasi because that is a place of impersonalist. But Tapan Mishra, he had so much faith and in conviction in the word of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left his family, relatives, his wife, children, everything he left from Varanasi. No devotee was there. That is called faith in the word of Supreme Lord and his spiritual master. He went there and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't take sannyas. There was no plan for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Varanasi. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri and from there he was going to Vrindavan. On the way, he stopped in Varanasi. And that time, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. And he met Tapan Mishra. And Tapan Mishra, Mahaprabhu, you remember? Many years back, you know, you asked me to come to Varanasi. I will get my answer. He is such a great devotee. You know? So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him further answer. What is sadhya and what is, you know, sadhana? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the same question to Ramananda Rai, sadhya and sadhana. You know. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ocean of transcendental knowledge. And Ramananda Rai is like a drop of clouds. You know. So he is, you know, he is basically evaporating knowledge from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, again he is pouring the same water into the same ocean. That is, you know, ocean and cloud. Ocean is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Rai is in a cloud. So here in this section, you know, after answering all the questions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, about 10-15 questions, he, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Ramananda Rai to explain about Krishna Tattva. So, Ramananda Rai, you know, after explaining Krishna Tattva in details, now he is describing Radharani's Tattva. You know. So Radharani's Tattva is most difficult Tattva. You know. And we are not qualified to speak about Srimati Radharani. And these are very confidential pastimes of Srimati Radharani. You know. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, he writes, you know, in ప్రేమ ప్రదీప్. హీ సేస్ అనధికారీర్ పక్ష విశేష్ అమంగల్ హోయితి పారే. హీ సేస్ ఇన్ సమ్ వన్ హూ ఈజ్ నాట్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ శ్రీమతి రాధారణి ఇఫ్ యూ డిస్కస్ దెన్ ఇట్ విల్ బి హార్మ్ఫుల్ ఫర్ హిజ్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్. యూనో బట్ అగైన్ యూనో అట్ ద సేమ్ టైమ్ ఇన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఇన్ 10th క్యాంటో ఇట్ సేస్ బిక్రీడితం భజబోధు బ్రజబోధుర్ ఇదం చ విష్ణు శ్రద్ధాన్విత అనుష్యద్ అథో వర్ణయదియ. ఇఫ్ సమ్ వన్ లిసన్ టు ద కన్ఫిడెన్షియల్ ఫస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటిమేట్ ఫస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ రాధారాణి అండ్ కృష్ణ విత్ గ్రేట్ అటెన్షన్ అండ్ ఫెయిత్ దెన్ రీద్ రోగం ఆశు అపహీనతి అచిరేణ ధీరా దెన్ ద లాస్ట్ డిజైర్ ఫ్రమ్ అవర్ హార్ట్ విల్ యునో గ్రాజ్యువలీ గో అవే విల్ బి డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ యునో. So is both are there, and if someone is not qualified and discuss about intimate first times between Radharani and Krishna, they will develop more material desire, you know. Just like Rupa Goswami says, if you have even a tinge of material desire, you shouldn't go to Keshi Ghat and don't look to Krishna. But at the same time, Bhagavad is saying, if we listen very carefully with firm faith from bona fide sources, with three things, you know, we have to have proper faith. When you listen Radha Krishna's first times, and then with proper parampara, and then by you know accepting oneself as Krishna Das, with three modes, if we listen, then we'll get the benefit, you know. And dhira, yes. Like you know, Prabhupada, you know, he was you know visiting one rich man in India, so you know, they were very close to Srila Prabhupada. So when Prabhupada was visiting their home, you know, the lady of that house, she was requesting Prabhupada, can you narrate some intimate first times of Radharani and Krishna? And Prabhupada was denying, no. And she was insisting, Prabhupada, you know, can you please narrate at least one first time, confidential first time between Radha and Krishna? So while she was insisting again and again, Prabhupada said, you may be qualified to listen, but I am not qualified to speak. So, you know, here, you know, in this, you know, these two verses, you know, 167 and 68, you know, Ramananda Rai is explaining Radharani's, you know, three special qualities. So one is Karunyamrita, the second one is Tarunyamrita, and third one is Lavanyamrita. Karunyamrita means Radharani is nectar of mercy. Tarunyamrita is nectar of youth. And Lavanyamrita means nectar of bodily luster. You know. So it has a you know, different meaning, but you know we can discuss you know symbolic meaning, you know. So Radharani is you know Karunyamrit, Tarunyamrit, and Lavanyamrit. Three aspects of Srimati Radharani, you know. So Karunyamrit Radharani is extremely merciful, extremely compassionate. You know, Prabhupada used to say, without the recommendation of Srimati Radharani, we cannot get Krishna. We can't even approach Krishna without the recommendation of Srimati Radharani, you know. So, therefore, you know, we're seeing, you know, Radharam Mahima Premo Raso Shima Jagati Janata Ke, you know. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who you know, broadcasted the message of Srimati Radharani in this world, you know. So, Radharani is extremely merciful, you know. It says, you know, and out of 26 qualities of a Vaishnava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, the Vaishnava has 26 qualities, and out of 26 qualities, three qualities are same actually. The first one is Kripalu. The very first quality of a Vaishnava is he is you know, merciful. And again, in second line, he says, you know, Badanya. Nidosho Badanya Mridhu Shuchi Akinchana. The Bad, he is magnanimous. And then again in the last line, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Gambhira Karuna Maitra Kabidhakshamoni. He is compassionate. So compassionate, merciful and magnanimous. So out of 26 qualities, even if we count another one, Sarvopakaraka. You know, he is well-wishing to all living entities. So if we count, you know, this, including this and Sarvopakaraka, that means, you know, four qualities are actually equal. That is, a Vaishnava is merciful. So that quality is come from Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know. So that's why, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, you know, he is Srimati Radharani. That's why he's extremely merciful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, you know, performing Mahaprakash Lila. In the house of Srivas Thakur, you know, 21 hours, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, assumed as Supreme Lord. You know, otherwise Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his first time as a devotee. So only for 21 hours he was, you know, kind of, you know, he was displaying his supremacy. So he was, you know, calling each and every devotee. So tell what is your desire, what type of benediction you want. So he called, you know, devotee Vasudev Datta. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Vasudev Datta, ask me, whatever you want, ask me. I will fulfill all your desires. And Vasudev Datta says, Jivere Dukha Dekhi Mo Hridaye Vidare, Mahaprabhu. By seeing the miseries of living entities in this world, my heart is burning. Sarva Jivere Dukha Prabhu Deha Marshire. And I am ready to accept the sinful reactions of all the living entities of this world. But please deliver them. And, you know, they say that if you accept the sinful reactions of all living entities, then you will go to hell. And Vasudev Datta says, Mahaprabhu, I am ready to go to hell, yet please deliver everyone. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy with Vasudev Datta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came down from his throne. He and all the devotees, they were shocked. Because no one could ask this type of, you know, boon from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when all the devotees, they are shocked, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told everyone, don't be surprised by hearing such a wonderful prayers of Vasudev Datta, because he is none other than Prahlad Maharaj. So Vasudev Datta is the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj in Kali Yuga. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by hearing, you know, compassionate nature of Vasudev Datta, he came down, he tightly embraced Vasudev Datta. And he said, Vasudev, simply by asking this, you know, beautiful boon, benediction from me, you have purchased me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. And from today, my body belongs to Vasudev. Listen, everyone. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu belongs to Vasudev. He can do anything with my body. I belongs to him. You know. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, so happy with Vasudev Datta because he was compassionate, you know. So this is, you know, the merciful nature of a devotee, you know. And that's why, you know, those who are broadcasting the message of Supreme Lord, you know, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yai idam paramam guhyam madbhakteshu abhidhasati. They are extremely dear to Krishna. Those who are preaching this message, you know. We have the example of Pratap Rudra. King Pratap Rudra of Jagannath Puri, He initially was not attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but when his ministers, his, you know, people, everyone joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, he also got attracted and he wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu rejected, no. Ha hant hant bishabakhan appaya sadhu. For a renounced man to see the face of a materialistic person is like drinking poison. I don't want to see him. So he was refused first time. Second time he wrote a letter. My dear Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want to meet you. Second time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused. Third time, he sent, you know, other devotees, Ramananda, Rai, and especially Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Please, you know, request on my behalf to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I want to meet him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you all request me, once again, I will leave Jagannath Puri, rather I will not meet him. So strict, you know, about, you know, non-devotee association. But, you know, devotees are always merciful, you know. More merciful than the Lord. So Sarvabhauma told Ramana Pratap Rudra, he said, you know, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't give me darshan, I will die. So, you know, committed, you know. Shishradha Gopalanand ki, Ram Lakshman Sita Hanuman ki. So he, you know, he said that it looks like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this material world to deliver each and everyone, all the fallen souls, including Jagai and Madhai, except me. So that should be the mode of a devotee. We should always think that, you know, everyone is receiving the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu except me. So then, you know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told him, you should do one thing. The first thing, you know, he sent his son, he received one, you know, cloth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and second time they told him, you should change your attire because now you look like a king. So you should change your attire, you should, you know, assume as an ordinary man. And when, during Ratha Yatra, every year Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he takes rest in Jagannath Ballabh Garden, in Jagannath Puri, in between Jagannath Temple and Gundicha Temple. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lie down, he will be tired, you go in ordinary dress and you massage Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. But while massaging, sing this, you know, song. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kabibhir iditam kalmashapaham shravana mangalam shrimad atatam bhubi grananti ye bhuridajana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was quite tired. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lying in Jagannath Vallabh Garden, and Ravana, this Pratapudra went in ordinary dress and he was massaging Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet and he started to sing this very softly. And now, remember, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused 3 times to meet this Pratapudra. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this word, Bhubi Grananti Ye Bhuridajana, he got up, he tightly embraced Pratapudra, that Pratapudra whom he rejected 3 times. Because that line is saying, Bhubi Grananti Ye Bhuridajana. And this is when Krishna left Rasasthali. And all the gopis headed by Srimati Radharani, they are feeling separation from Krishna. So they are saying, one who is broadcasting the message of Krishna all over the world, he is most munificent. So simply by hearing this, the merciful nature of Vaishnava Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tightly embraced Pratapudra. Not only that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's voice choked and he could not say anything except Bhurida, Bhurida, Bhurida. This word he was uttering. So this is, you know, Radharani said, you know, 5,000 years back, one who is broadcasting the message of Krishna all over the world, he is most munificent. Now who has broadcasted the message of Krishna all over the world? Prabhupada. So that means Radharani predicted about Prabhupada 5,000 years back. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so happy, because he heard about Srila Prabhupada. Or the followers of Srila Prabhupada, whoever is spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. You know. So that is the compassionate nature of, you know, Vaishnavas. You know. Like Prabhupada, you know, when he, you know, arrived in Boston, the first thing Prabhupada, you know, wrote on his diary, what he says? First, you know, after keeping first step, the land of America, Prabhupada says, Rajostama Gune Ira Sakali Achanna Basudev Katharuchi Nahese Prachan. He says, my dear Lord, you know, where I have come? The people here, they are full of, you know, in the mode of ignorance and fashion. Rajostama Gune Ira Sakali Achanna. And Basudev Katharuchi Nahese Prachan. And they don't have any, you know, appetite to listen Krishna Katha. But again, Prabhupada became merciful. Prabhupada says, Kintu jodi taba kirpa hoy ahituki. But I am sure, my dear Lord, if you become merciful to them, they will become devotee. So that is the merciful nature of, you know, devotees. You know. So that is, it says, Karunyam ritadharai snana pratham. The first bath of Radharani is, you know, nectar of mercy. Radharani is extremely merciful. And the second one, it says, Tarunyam ritadharai. Tarunyam rita means Radharani is always youthful. Tarun. Tarun means youth. You know? Just like Sanatana Goswami wrote. He said, Toruna aruna jini sindhurera mandali jaiche ali matta bhare malaya jagandini bandi eshri prada padma brishabhanu nandini. So he says that Radharani's, you know, face is so attractive. She is so young, Radharani. Toruna Aruna Jini. Her beauty defeats the beauty of, you know, Arun means, you know, sun and moon. So beautiful. And he says, Jai Che Ali Matta Bhare Malaya Jagandhini. Just like Ali means bumblebees. So as soon as bumblebees, they get the aroma of Malaya Jachandan, the sandalwood, especially from the heel of Malai Parvat, you know, which Prabhupada says is still Malaysia, but now they don't have any sandalwood. So, as soon as they get the aroma of those Malaya sandalwood, they, even from many thousand miles, they can, you know, run towards this side. So, bumblebees also, they get attracted by seeing Radharani's beauty, you know. There is the first time in Vrindavan, there is a place called Prema Sarovar. So Prem Sarovar is between Nandagram and Barsana. So that was one of the most, you know, common meeting place of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So Radharani used to come from Barsana with her, you know, associates, Sakhis, and Krishna would come from, you know, Nandagram with his and associates, Sakhas. So one day when Srimati Radharani was sitting next to Krishna, actually she was sitting on the lap of Krishna, and all the, you know, associates, Sakhas, Sakhis, Gopa, Gopis, they were fanning Radharani and Krishna. So suddenly one bumblebee came. And bumblebee, you know, became so attracted to Srimati Radharani. Bumblebee was roaming around Radharani's face. And Radharani was feeling disturbed, you know. And Krishna noticed that. So Krishna told, you know, called his friends, you know, Madhu Mangal, Subal, Sridham, Vasudham. Please, you know, take this, you know, bumble away from here, bumblebee. So in Sanskrit, the bumblebee is called Madhu. Madhu, you know, yesterday we were discussing Madhu. So Krishna told, you know, take this Madhu away from here. Because Madhu is disturbing Srimati Radharani. So they took that, you know, Madhu, that is bumblebee, away from the site. So then Krishna, you know, told them, you know, is Madhu gone? And Madhu means bumblebee. Is Madhu gone? So then they replied, yes, Krishna, Madhu gone. But Radharani was sitting on the lap of Krishna. Radharani heard Madhu means Madhusudan. So is actually Madhu means, you know, Madhu Makhi. Bumblebee gone. But Radharani was so absorbed in the thought of Krishna, Radharani thought is Madhusudan gone. Although she is with Madhusudan. And she started to crying. She was feeling separation from Krishna, and Krishna was shocked, you know. Radharani is crying, feeling separation from me. I am sitting next to Radharani. And she was crying incessantly. And by seeing Radharani laugh for Krishna, Krishna started to crying. And by seeing Krishna is crying, Krishna's Sakhas, Gopas, they started to crying. And by seeing, you know, everyone crying, Gopis, Lalita, Vishakha Devi, everyone started to crying. So his crying festival, everyone was crying. And out, you know, from the tears of their eyes, that, you know, kunda appeared, Prema Sarovar. You know? So the point is, you know, Radharani is so attractive that even bumblebees, they roam around Radharani's body. That's why Sanatana Goswami says, Jai Che Ali Matta Bhare Malaya Jagandhini. Even the bumblebees, they are attracted to Radharani. You know. So, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explained, you know, here, you know, he says Radharani is Tarunyamrit and Lavanyamrit. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the most beautiful ladies of this world, they are actually expansion of the great ladies of heavenly planets, Sachi Arundhati. You know, and Sachi Arundhati, they are so beautiful, they are expansion of the queens of Dwaraka. Rukmini Satyabhama. And Rukmini Satyabhama, they are even more beautiful. And they are expansion of Lakshmi Devi of Vaikuntha. So we can well imagine how beautiful Lakshmi Devi. And Lakshmi Ji is the expansion of the gopis of Vrindavan, Lalita Vishakha Devi. And we can well imagine how beautiful they are. And they are expansion of Srimati Radharani. So how attractive Srimati Radharani is, you know. So in the last, you know, third point, you know, here it says, Lavanyam Vrita Dharai Tadupari Snan. And especially the bodily complexion, bodily beauty of Srimati Radharani is so attractive, you know. So simply by seeing Radharani's, you know, beautiful, you know, bodily complexion, Vyasadeva wrote actually. Vyasadeva actually in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva, you know, he didn't mention Radharani's name. Indirectly, he mentioned, you know. But separately, Vyasadeva, he wrote a Radha Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. So he separately composed the glories of Srimati Radharani. So he says, Munindra Vrinda Vandite Triloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Bhaktar Pankaje Nikunja Bhovilashini Kada Karisha Shihamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. So he says, Prasanna Bhaktar Pankaje, simply by, you know, looking at the smiling face of Srimati Radharani, the miseries of three worlds vanquishes. So powerful. And he says, Bara bhaya spurat kare. You know, Radharani with her hand, she is, you know, bestowing us fearlessness. Constantly. So that's why it's, you know, very powerful Srimati Radharani is, you know. And he says, you know, Radharani, after that, you know, Radharani, she, you know, puts on the garments of shyness. which is her black silk sari. You know, it's black, it's kind of blackish, you know, it's kind of, you know, bluish or blackish. You know, Sanatana Goswami says, Neelapatta Angi Shobhe. Neelapatta Angi Shobhe Tahe Ado Odani. So Radharani wears black, bluish, you know, colored, you know, sari. So, and the her beauty is, you know, after this Lavanyamrita, he is saying, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami or Ramananda Rai, is saying she puts on the garments of shyness. That was most beautiful, you know, aspects of Srimati Radharani. Especially in front of, you know, Krishna. She was very shy. She is very shy. But Lalita Vishagadi, they are very bold, you know. They are not like, you know, Radharani. We'll just finish it one first time, you know, time is getting. So, one day, you know, Krishna... This first time was narrated by, you know, Gaur Govinda Maharaj. So he says one day Radharani was waiting to meet Krishna. And Krishna started to go to Radharani's groves, Kunja. But on the way, the Radharani's, you know, competitor Chandrabali stolen Krishna. So Krishna could not go and meet, you know, Srimati Radharani. Radharani was waiting from the morning. And till evening, Krishna didn't come. When Krishna found it's quite late, Krishna came. And Lalita Devi, she is so bold, she didn't allow Krishna to come inside, you know. You are not allowed. You cheated my, you know, my friend. You are not allowed to meet her. So Krishna was, you know, so sad, you know, because he could not meet Srimati Radharani for a whole day. So Krishna went to the bank of Yamuna. And Krishna was meditating and was thinking how he can meet Srimati Radharani. So Krishna then, he changed his attire. He took a saffron robe and he assumed like a sannyasi. So Krishna, in the form of a sannyasi, he went again to the grove of Srimati Radharani. But Radharani was inside the home, inside the, I mean, kunja. Lalita Devi was guarding that. So Krishna was saying, in the form of sannyasi, bhikshamdhi, bhikshamdhi. So Lalita Devi, you know, brought something, you know, to give to Krishna. But Krishna said, no, I will take only from the house owner, not from you, not from the guard. So tell your friend to come out. So Radharani came out and she gave something to the sannyasi. She wasn't looking at the sannyasi. So then, you know, Krishna in the form of sannyasi, he told Lalita Devi, you see, I'm not only a, you know, sannyasi, I am an astrologer also. I can, you know, I can check your, you know, friend, you know, hands, and I can tell, you know, how she can mitigate her, you know, sadness. So then, you know, Lalita Devi told Radharani, at least show your hand, you know. He is mystic. He looks like a mystic person, you know. So Radharani then, you know, she came out and Radharani showed her hand. And as soon as Krishna touched, Radharani understood, it's Krishna. Cheater. You're cheating me. But Radharani was so attracted to that, you know, the kind of, you know, sannyas form of Krishna. Radharani told, you know, I want you should perform your first time, next first time in this form. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know? So to keep, you know, Radharani's promise, you know. So that's why, you know, he's most merciful. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came by assuming the Radha Bhava Duti Subalitam Nomi Chaitanya Swarupam. By assuming the mood and complexion of Srimati Radharani. Most merciful, you know. Yadi Gorana Hoito Tabeki Hoito Kyamane Dharitamde. Radharo Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagate Janatake. So we are extremely fortunate by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is actually Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit ki, Go Premanande. Any question or comment, Prabhu? Any comment, Prabhu? Mike? Yes, bro.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you very much for the wonderful class. I already once asked this question, but if you may offer your perspective or clarification, we can see in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, we know that Lord Chaitanya took the mood of Srimati Radharani. Can you elaborate on, let's say, the mood of Gadadhar Pandit and the mood of Madhavendra Puri, because all these three all these three personalities have the aspects or angas of mood of Srimati Radharani. So how can we observe and possibly distinguish between these three personalities?
So the question is, we know the mode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but what is the mode of Gadadhar Pandit? See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came by assuming mood and complexion of Radharani. But actual incarnation of Radharani is Gadadhar Pandit. So Radharani herself came as Gadadhar Pandit. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took her mood and complexion, bodily luster. Now the question comes in, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assumed by, accepting the mood and complexion of Radharani, why Gadadhar Pandit came separately? What was the mood of Gadadhar Pandit? This came because, if you remember, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after coming back from Gaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would faint many a times by while chanting, while dancing, and while remembering Krishna. So Gadadhar Pandit was there next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to kind of pacify, and Gadadhar Pandit was a scholar of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he would recite suitable verses from his scriptures, and that would pacify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then Sachimada told Gadadhar Pandit that, I find, my Nimai is, saved because you are next to him. So therefore, be with, Nimai always. Don't leave him alone. That's why, after, taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Puri, Gadadhar Pandit also went there, So, but now, what is the mode of Gadadhar Pandit? Is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna came as Srimati Radharani, you can say, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, now Radharani came in the form of Gadadhar Pandit, Radharani came in the form of Gadadhar Pandit, and Gadadhar Pandit checking whether Krishna is acting properly or not. Because Radharani is Gadadhar Pandit. So that's why basically he came, and also, if you consider is Krishna and, Radharani, then again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Gadadhar Pandit, Radharani. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to worship Gaur Gadadhar. Gaur Gadadhar. So it was there, worshipable Lord. In all the Gaudiya Mathas you can find Gaur Gadadhar. Okay, from Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji.
Sorry. So how to understand, because we couldn't see Gadadhar Pandit there in that Antilila of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how do we understand that?
The last 18 years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes, he was there in Gambira, especially in the Gambira. Gambira?
Right. So he was not in Gambira, but he was living next to Gambira, Tota Gopina temple, which is very close to Gambira. So it's not that he used to come time to time. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every single day while he was staying in Jagannath Puri, he would meet Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Sammukhe Paden Bhagavat. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every day he would go to Tota Gopina temple, he would meet Chaitanya Gadadhar Pandit, and he would listen the first times of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard 100 times the same first time, Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. Dhruver Charitra or Prahlad Charitra. Shata Vritti Kariya Sunen Sarita. So he heard the first time of Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj from Gadadhar Pandit at least 100 times. So at least 100 times he went there. Or more than that, So he was there next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all the, associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are living very closely to, Gambira. Okay, Hare Krishna. Okay, anything else? Yes. Yes, Madhuri. You can ask then.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for a beautiful and nectarian class with so many wonderful details about the pastimes of their lordship. So it was really beautiful to hear. We hear so many stories, like examples of pundits and Brahmins and experiences that they've had. I was listening to one lecture by my guru the other day, and he was giving an example of one Brahmin and a prostitute, and she was always looking at him across the road going, oh, one day when will I be like that? And he was looking at her, judging her. And when he leaves his body, Yamaraj takes him, not her, because of his pride. And these stories are so wonderful to relate to people and to give them examples of bhakti. But how do we prove in some way to somebody who's maybe not a bhakti practitioner the validity of such stories?
How to explain these stories to those who are not devotees?
Like, are they just analogies or are they actual stories that people have experienced? You know, because like you can see Chaitanya Charitamrita and you can trace back who wrote it and when. But sometimes when they're talking about such intimate pastimes, you think, but who was bearing witness to such pastimes to then relate them? Does that make sense?
So that's why we don't discuss, you know, all these details in the public, you know. Like, that's what Prabhupada said. This is a book for PhD level book. Prabhupada says, you know. So for initial stage, beginning stage, you know, we discuss Bhagavad Gita, simple philosophy, you know. So if they don't understand, you know, it will be difficult for them, you know. So therefore, we have to understand the audience, you know. We have to, before speaking, we should analyze the audiences, you know. Like, even in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Bhagavatam we are listening, that is actually Suta Goswami is narrating to the, you know, sages of Namisharana, Sonakadi Rishis, isn't it? But you know, he didn't speak exactly, I mean, what he heard from Sukadeva Goswami when he was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, you know. Same thing, but you know, he presented for the people in the age of Kali, little different way, because we are different audience. So when Sukadeva Goswami was speaking, they all are scholars. You know, everyone was present, you know, Vyasadeva, Narad Muni, Suta Goswami. But if then when he presented same thing, what he heard from, you know, Sukadeva Goswami, he presented different way, you know. Prayana Alpa Ayasu Sabhya. You know, that's what Sonakadi Rishi says, you know, you speak Bhagavatam like these people, those who have, you know, less lifespan, they are, you know, less intelligent, they are already disturbed, you know, for them. So that's how, you know, I mean, if we find that, you know, it will be complicated for the, you know, newcomers to understand, we should not speak that, you know.
Because sometimes people, especially new, you know, scientists, you even speak to them on, you know, you say, oh, Bhagavatam, or you say, Bhagavad Gita. And they say, oh, but I don't believe scripture, you know, who wrote that and things like that. I still don't know what answer to give those people, just to give them prasad.
Right. That is best, you know. And we have many people, you know. Someone asked this question to, you know, my Guru Maharaj once, you know. He says, you know, we have different section of, you know, devotees, like who research on, you know, scholar, scriptures, you know, and scientist background, like Bhaktivedanta Institute. Let them take care. But there are many people, they are interested in core spirituality. So we have, it's not that we covered everyone now, we have to go to other people. So we have so many people, they are interested in core, you know, spirituality. We can preach all this, you know, deep philosophy to them. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Yes. Take the mic. Turn it on.
I had a question. You said that we should embrace Pratap Rudra's mood in the sense that everyone is receiving mercy except us.
Right.
Could you please clarify a bit more? Because doesn't that mean, doesn't imply that God is partial then?
Right. So I said that we should follow the mood of Pratap Rudra to get the, to attract the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to meet Pratap Rudra. So what he says? He said two things. He says, you know, it looks like, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared in this world and he kind of, he's showering his blessings to each and every degraded soul, including Jagai and Madai, except me. So he exactly says, you know, it looks like before coming from spiritual world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promised that he will not deliver me. And then second, he says, you know, Kane mudra loya mui hoibu bikhari. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't give me his darshan, then I will become a beggar. I mean, king is saying I will become a beggar. You know, so and it's kind of a street beggar, you know. Street Kane mudra means he will put a coin on his ear. You are from Odisha, so you know. So in Odisha, this custom is there. No? They put one coin, 1 rupee, 2 rupee coin on their ear, and they show, I am poorest guy. So he says, I will become the poorest beggar. in the street if I don't get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So why I said, because you know, we have to hanker for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most merciful, Parama Karuna, Pahudvijana, most merciful. But again, you know, we have to have, you know, that hankering, that yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came mercifully and he came in this material world, but I am, you know, I am not interested to seek the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he brought Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You know. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Lao Tumi Magi. He says, you know. He said, Lao Tumi Magi. He brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we have to have curiosity to accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So he had an eagerness to receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. That's what I said. Okay, Hare Krishna. Anything else? Okay. Finish. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Gaur Pramanande.